An American journalist dies at the World Cup Games. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Well-known soccer journalist Grant Wall collapsed while covering a quarterfinal match in Qatar.
Wall was covering the Argentina-Netherlands quarterfinal match early Saturday when he collapsed at the stadium and was rushed to a local hospital. Wall had his own Substack and previously worked for Sports Illustrated from 1996 to 2021, covering soccer and college basketball. Wall wrote Monday that he wasn't feeling well and had gone to a clinic in Qatar where he was treated and told he might have bronchitis. Earlier in the tournament, Wall was briefly stopped from attending the U.S.-Wales match because he was wearing a rainbow-colored T-shirt in support of gay rights.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. Wall was 49. No word on the cause of his death. White House officials say they cannot discuss details of negotiations with Moscow that resulted in the prisoner swap for basketball star Brittney Griner.
This is a big question, particularly for the family of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. He has been held in Russia since 2018. And the White House also says that when they were in discussions with Russia on this, Whelan's freedom was never on the table.
Fox's Alexander Hoff. The CDC is warning about a severe flu season, and it's being made worse by the spread of other illnesses.
According to CDC data, for the week after Thanksgiving, when families gathered together, nearly every state had high or very high levels of respiratory illness. Just 7 were moderate or lower. Just last week, almost 26,000 people were admitted to the hospital with the flu, and there were 7 pediatric deaths. The CDC also estimates this flu season so far, 13 million have gotten sick. In total, 7,300 have died, and that's just from the flu. Health experts say there's also RSV impacting kids and COVID to worry about.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, America's listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A judge refuses to hold former President Trump in contempt of court in the case about the Mar-a-Lago documents.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ends a hearing without acting on a Justice Department request to find members of former President Trump's legal team in contempt of court for allegedly failing to fully comply with a subpoena to return classified documents he took when leaving office. The DOJ asking the judge to force a representative of the former president's office to swear under oath that there are no more classified documents in any of his properties. Two sources tell Fox News the judge instead urged both parties to work the matter out themselves. The DOJ not commenting, a rep for Mr. Trump calling the investigation a corrupt witch hunt, explaining he and his counsel will continue to be transparent and cooperative. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Department of Energy official finds himself in legal trouble.
Sam Brinton is scheduled to appear in a Minnesota court later this month, accused of stealing a woman's suitcase worth more than $2,000 from the Minneapolis airport back in September. Well, now the Biden administration official is being accused of stealing luggage in another instance, this time from the Las Vegas airport earlier this summer. KLAS in Vegas reports a felony warrant was issued for Brinton for allegedly stealing a suitcase with contents valued at $3,600. The Department of Energy placed Brinton on leave in November after those first charges were reported.
Fox's Matt Finn reporting. And Tina Turner pays tribute to her son Ronnie Turner, who died suddenly Thursday at 62. The Grammy-winning singer posted a black-and-white photo of herself on Instagram with a caption, "Ronnie, you left the world far too early. In sorrow, I close my eyes and think of you, my beloved son." No word on her son's cause of death, but he had reportedly suffered various illnesses. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.